Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a bhajan which has been a request from one of our listeners, a bhajan which Bhagwan himself used to sing, a bhajan which is so vibrant. The first line of this bhajan is, Wahe Guru, Wahe Guru, Wahe Guru Ji Bolo. This bhajan has many lines, so like in every episode of this program, let's get familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on explaining to you the tune very slowly, the raga behind this composition, and then we will spend some time understanding the significance of the words of this bhajan. And finally, you will listen to Bhagwan himself singing this bhajan, leading the concourse of devotees and everyone so enthusiastically lost in the energy and the powerful vibrations of this beautiful bhajan. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo, Satya Naam, Satya Naam Ji Bolo, Nitya Nitya Japiye Tere Naam Ji Bolo, Satya Naam, Satya Naam Ji Bolo, Ram 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 Ram, Ram Ram Ji Bolo, Nitya Nitya Japiye Ram Naam Ji Bolo, Krishna 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna Ji Bolo, Nitya Nitya Japiye Krishna Naam Ji Bolo, Govinda Jai Jai, Gopala Jai Jai, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jai Jai.
Now that you are familiar with the words of the bhajan, let's learn how to sing this bhajan as you listen to every line of this bhajan sung very slowly without any musical accompaniments. Please pay attention and grasp how this bhajan flows. It's one of the simple bhajans to learn.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale G Pancham. Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo,
Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo,
Satya Naam, Satya Naam, Satya Naam Ji Bolo,
Satya Naam, Satya Naam, Satya Naam Ji Bolo,
Nitya Nitya Japiye Tere Naam Ji Bolo,
Nitya Nitya Japiye Tere Naam Ji Bolo,
Satya Naam, Satya Naam, Satya Naam Ji Bolo,
Satya Naam, Satya Naam, Satya Naam Ji Bolo,
Ram 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 Ram, Ram Ram Ji Bolo,
Ram 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 Ram, Ram Ram Ji Bolo,
Rama 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 Rama, Rama Ram Ji Bolo,
Rama 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 Rama, Rama Ram Ji Bolo,
Nitya Nitya Japiye Ram Naam Ji Bolo,
Nitya Nitya Japiye Ram Naam Ji Bolo,
Krishna 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna Ji Bolo,
Krishna 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna Ji Bolo, Nityan nityan japiye Krishna naam ji bolo. Nityan nitya japiye Krishna naam ji bolo. Govind jai jai Gopal jai jai. Govind jai jai Gopal jai jai. Radha Ramana Hari Govind jai jai. Radha Ramana Hari Govind jai jai. Govind jai jai Gopal jai jai. Govind jai jai Gopal jai jai. Radha Ramana Hari Govind jai jai. Radha Ramana Hari Govind jai jai. Vahe Guru Vahe Guru Vahe Guru Ji Bolo. Satyanam 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 Ji Bolo.
So that's how this vibrant bhajan flows. And for those of us who want to learn to play this bhajan on our musical instruments without any errors, let us get to know about the raga of the bhajan and the swaras that constitute the tune. Anirudh is here to guide us on this. So what are your thoughts on the raga of this bhajan, Anirudh?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This vibrant, energetic bhajan is based on raga Shankarabharanam, which is a very well-known raga.
Sarigama padhani sanidapamagarisa.
All the seven notes, but except for the first two lines.
Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo.
So it is more based on the minor.
Sa 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 ni ri 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 sa ga.
There's a komal ga coming. And in the second line.
Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam Ji Bolo.
So only the first two lines have this komal ga, whereas from the third line.
Nitya Nitya Japiye Tere Naam Ji Bolo.
It goes to the very happy, vibrant, energetic.
All major notes.
Major notes of Shankarabharanam. And in the end of the bhajan, that is when you sing from third speed to fourth speed. So usually we sing the sequence.
Govinda Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai. Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jai Jai. Govinda Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai. Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jai Jai. Govinda Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai.
Nee. So there's a komal nee coming in. Except these three lines, I guess the entire bhajan is based on Shankarabharanam or Bilawal in the Hindustani classical music. Nevertheless, the raga is concerned, I think the energy of the bhajan is so high, the lyrics are so simple, and it's a perfect bhajan to when Swami says the community singing started by the saint Guru Nanak. And the very first line starts with Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru. Perhaps it's the only bhajan with the name Vahe Guru in as a lyric. And when Swami sang this bhajan, he added lot of names, different names of gods, like Ram Ram Ram, Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari Hari, Hara Hara Hara, Shiva Shiva Shiva, Datta Datta Datta, Buddha Buddha Buddha. So any name, just chant, chant. So there is a scope for adding all the names and then conveying into the bhajan as a one single package, that chant these names and get liberated. So it is a very blessed bhajan by Bhagavan himself, as he used to sing many times. And I remember the very beautiful video of Swami singing this bhajan. We had released it in the Radio Sai Bhajan's YouTube channel. As you know, that the first of every month, we release a bhajan sung by Swami himself. So on 1st of November 2019, we had released this Vaheguru Vaheguru bhajan in the YouTube channel. So listeners can go and see the video of all these different names of God. Swami singing so beautifully with...
Even though we generally sing only Rama and Krishna.
Yes, yes.
Whenever we sing the bhajan, but Bhagwan in that video has added so many more names of the Lord. And just to let us know, as you mentioned, how bhajans are a medium just to fill ourselves with His name and connect us to God.
Absolutely.
And I remember sometime back we also released on Radio Sai website a ringtone based on this bhajan, isn't it?
Yes.
So I think that is also available for people to download and use.
Yes.
A ringtone like this ensures that the Lord's name rings in your mind all the time.
Absolutely.
So shall we go and do the swaras of every line of this bhajan?
Yes, sure. So let's take the first line.
Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo. Sa 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 ni ri 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 sa ga 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 ma ga ri ri sa.
Sa 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 ni ri 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 sa ga 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 ma ga ri ri sa.
Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam ji bolo. Ni sa sa ni sa ri ri ga ri sa ri sa 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 sa.
Ni sa sa ni sa re re ga re sa re sa 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 sa.
Nitya nitya japiye tere naam ji bolo. Pa 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 ma pa dha pa ma ga ga ga.
Pa 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 ma pa dha pa ma ga ga ga.
Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam ji bolo. Sari ri sari ga ga ma ga ri sari sa 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 sa.
Sari ri sari ga ga ma ga ri sari sa 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 sa.
Ram 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 ji bolo. Ga 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 re ma 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 pa ma ga.
Ga 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 re ma 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 pa ma ga.
Ram 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 ji bolo. Ga 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 re ma 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 pa ma ga.
Ga 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 re ma 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 pa ma ga.
Again, the next line is same as
Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam ji bolo.
Whereas the lyric is
Nitya Nitya Japiye Ramanam ji bolo.
So the swaras will be shall go to the next line.
Krishna 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 ji bolo.
This line is same as
Nitya Nitya Japiye Tere Naam ji bolo.
So the swaras would be
Pa 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 ma pa dha pa ma ga ga ga.
Followed by
Sari ri sari ga ga ma ga ri sari sa 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 sa.
Now we shall go to the third speed.
Govinda jai jai Gopal jai jai. Ga 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 re ma 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 pa ma ga.
Ga 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 re ma 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 pa ma ga.
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda jai jai. Ga ga re ga pa ma ma ga re ga re ni re sa.
Ga ga re ga pa ma ma ga re ga re ni re sa.
Govind jai jai Gopal jai jai. Pa pa ga ma dha pa 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 ga ma dha pa.
Pa pa ga ma dha pa 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 ga ma dha pa.
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda jai jai. Ga ga ri ga pa ma ma ga ri ga ri ni ri sa.
Ga ga ri ga pa ma ma ga ri ga ri ni ri sa.
And in case during the end of the session, bhajan session, if you want to sing the fourth speed, we sing the line Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai in the following way.
Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai Sani Sari Sa Sani Sari Sa.
It is Komal Ni here in this particular line.
Sani Sari Sa Sani Sari Sa.
And then the same sequence repeats.
Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jai Jai.
Followed by
Govinda Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jai Jai.
And we end the bhajan with
Vahe Guru Vahe Guru Vahe Guru Ji Bolo Satyanam 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 Ji Bolo.
Both the lines.
Both the lines.
Though generally we end the bhajan with the first line, but I think whenever Bhagwan has sung it, he always sang both the first lines in the end. Both the lines in the end.
Something similar to Manasa Bhajre Guru Charanam, Dustara Bhava Sagara Taranam. So that completes the bhajan.
Yes. And this is one of the bhajans which adds a lot of energy. I think especially when you go in the third speed and fourth speed, it really raises.
Yes, I remember whenever this bhajan is sung on Thursdays, when the primary school children come to Mandir for darshan, and you have the third speed, Govinda Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai, all there is full of energy and claps.
Yes.
For this bhajan.
Truly it becomes a sankirtanam when everyone yes. joins in.
Yes, and the words are so simple, Radha exactly. Raman Hari Govinda Jai Jai.
Yes.
Govinda Jai Jai, it's like you just sing out in bliss.
Yeah, you
happy.
Just flow in the stream yes. of bliss.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
It really takes you to a new level of bhajan bliss. Wonderful. So the beat of the bhajan is the same? 8-beat?
Yes, the beat of the bhajan is 8-beat. Adi Talam or Kehrva in the classical music. Let's have the count.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo.
Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo.
Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam Ji Bolo.
Satyanam, Satyanam, Satyanam Ji Bolo.
Truly such a joy to offer this bhajan at Bhagwan's feet. A bhajan which Bhagwan himself used to sing. Thank you so much, Anirudh, Gokul and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So with that, we come to the aspect of understanding the significance of this bhajan. The first line, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo. Bolo means, let's chant, let's sing. Vahe Guru, a term which Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, the founder of Sikh religion, used, and it is at his behest that Vahe Guru has become a mantra. It has become the sole asset for everyone who follows the Sikh religion. Traditionally, Waheguru is explained as the wondrous Lord who dispels the darkness of ignorance and bestows the light of truth, knowledge and enlightenment. Waheguru comes from Wah. Wah means wonder. Gu is darkness. Ru is light. So together you have this meaning. When we chant Waheguru, we hail the Almighty Lord as the one who always takes us from darkness to light. So this line is exhorting us to hail that supreme power. The next line is Satanam, Satanam, Satanam Ji Bolo. This means that the Lord's name alone is the truth. Guru Nanak Dev Ji always emphasized on one God and the principle of truth. So this line refers to that unitary principle which binds the entire creation. Nitya nitya japiye tere naam ji bolo. Nitya nitya, every single day, let's chant the name of this wondrous Lord. Satanam, Satanam, Satanam ji bolo. Let's keep our minds fixed on this supreme truth. Ram 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 Ram, Ram Ram Ji Bolo. This same Lord has so many names. Let's chant the name of Rama, one of the beautiful names of this Almighty Lord. Rama means one, who is the most endearing one. Ramyate iti Rama. Nitya nitya japiye Ram Naam Ji Bolo. Every single day, every single moment, let's chant this beautiful name of Rama. Krishna, 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 Krishna Ji Bolo. Chant any name, you can chant Rama, or you can chant Krishna, Karshyate Iti Krishnaha, Krushyate Iti Krishnaha. Krishna is the one who cultivates our hearts so that we reap the harvest of love. Chant the name of Krishna, who is the most captivating of all the divine incarnations. Nitya nitya japiye Krishna naam ji bolo. Every single moment, chant the name of Krishna. This is how this bhajan continuously, in its every line, propels us to chant the name of the Lord with vigor, with energy, with enthusiasm. In the second speed, you have different names of Krishna, different names of the divine Lord coming in. Govinda Jai Jai, Gopala Jai Jai. Govinda is one who removes all that is impure in us, all that is bestial in us. Lord Krishna is called as Govinda because he is not only the caretaker of cows. Go means cow, but Swami says, go also means Mother Earth. Go also refers to every soul, every jivi, every individual being. Govinda is one who takes care of every soul of this planet. That is the meaning of Govinda and Gopala. Govinda Jai Jai, Gopala Jai Jai. Victory to such a merciful, magnanimous Lord. Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jai Jai. How to connect to the Lord? If we can have a love that is as exemplary, as pure, as focused as the love of Radha. The love of Radha surpassed even the glory of Krishna himself. And that is why Krishna said, let your name come first. Let your name become a prefix to my name. And that is why Krishna is called Radha Krishna. Bhagavan says, it is not Krishna Radha, it is Radha Krishna. Can our love reach to that height that even the Lord submits to our purity, our sublimity? We should be so lost in chanting the name of the Lord, our being should become so purified in glorifying His virtues, His sports, and His miraculous acts of transformation that we lose ourselves completely in Him. And that is the way shown by Radha. Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jai Jai. So this bhajan continuously is exhorting us to praise the Lord, to chant the name of the Lord, and reach the acme of devotion like Radha had. If you look at the life of Sri Guru Nanak, who actually started the Sankirtana movement, Bhagwan, in so many discourses, referred to Guru Nanak Dev Ji as the one who inspired people to sing together, who continuously traveled coaxing people to come together and chant the name of the Lord. Bhagwan said, the inspiration for Sai Bhajan movement is Guru Nanak Dev Ji. It is he who started this movement of collective singing and collectively raising the consciousness of society. Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji was born on 14th April 1469. His father was Kalyan Chand Das Bedi, who was affectionately called Mehta Kalu. At Guru Nanak Ji's birth, Pandit Hardayal, the village astrologer, predicted that he would become a great man. But as Guru Nanak grew from infancy to childhood, there was no indication of this predicted greatness whatsoever. However, he was a gentle, cheerful child who happily shared his food and his toys with others. But everyone thought that there was nothing special about him. However, once he started going to school, his performance was marked by a brilliance that had never before been seen in any child in Talwandi, the village where Guru Nanak Dev Ji was born in Punjab. He had the ability to compose spontaneously long poetic works which were full of references to the metaphysical. All the three teachers who taught him at various stages of his school life were deeply impressed not only by his brilliance in studies, but also by his spectacular compositions. But Mehta Kalu, his father, could only feel a growing disappointment and despondency in his heart. He wanted his son to make a place for himself in the world, to find service with one of the important officials of the ruling class. And for this, his brilliance in languages and his ability to compose verses, he thought, would be of no use. When Guru Nanak Dev Ji was 13 years of age, according to tradition, he needed to begin wearing the janeyu or the sacred thread woven out of cotton yarn and blessed by a priest according to rituals laid down by religious tradition. Pandit Hardayal was called to set an auspicious date for the ceremony, and once this was done, messengers were sent to friends and relatives to invite them for the function. Elaborate preparations were set in motion days in advance. On the chosen day, the courtyard was packed to capacity with friends, relatives and well-wishers. Pandit Hardayal sat in the center of the platform with the young Nanak facing him. Young Nanak had his legs crossed, his back straight, his body bare from the waist upwards. Hardayal started performing the rituals before Guru Nanak was formally initiated. He lit the lamps and burnt incense, a strong smell of which pervaded the air. He drew the ritual symbolic figures with flower on the ground. He chanted the ancient prescribed mantras over the cotton cord that he had brought with him so as to sanctify it. And after doing all the preliminary work, Pandit Hardayal bent forward to put the cord across Guru Nanak Dev Ji's chest. But suddenly, the little Nanak drew away from him, and putting up his hand in objection to what was happening, he asked, "What is this?" Pandit Hardayal gently said, "You know what is this, my son. This is janeyu, a sacred thread which marks you out as a member of the upper caste. By wearing this, you will become a twice-born Hindu, a pure Hindu." Guru Nanak Dev Ji immediately retorted, "Can the mere wearing of a thread put you in a higher category? It is not the mere wearing of badges and symbols that will mark us out as superior human beings, as being in the upper caste or a pure Hindu. It is only our actions and our actions alone that will give us our positions in the hierarchy of men. Besides, what sanctity and superiority can this thread give me, which itself will in due course get soiled and break?" Pandit Hardayal was stunned to hear these words of wisdom from a little boy. He was rendered speechless. His hands, which were holding the sacred thread, froze in midair. The little Nanak shook his head, said no, and his voice was loud enough to be heard in the farthest corners of the courtyard. He declared, "I will not wear a thread which encourages us in the false belief that empty rituals and rites are the way to salvation and makes us forget that the only road to it lies in the goodness of our acts and in acts of compassion." Everyone there was shocked, and there was a gasp of disbelief from the gathering, which had never witnessed such a blatant and gross act of sacrilege as they thought. Many were sure that Nanak's wayward behavior would draw the wrath of the gods on the Bedi household. Those who knew Nanak as a quiet, meditative, soft-spoken boy, even they were shocked at the way Nanak protested and declared, tested and spoke his mind. No one had imagined that he was capable of such a strong and forceful expression of will. Pandit Hardayal sat there, confusion writ large on his face. He could not condemn the little Nanak altogether because he knew that there was so much sense in what the boy had said. Right action and compassion were far more important in gaining salvation than mere wearing of the sacred thread or other religious symbols in the performance of rituals. Yet he had never before faced such rejection of what had been considered sacred down the ages. And Mehta Kalu, the father, was of course mortified beyond words. He felt that he would never again be able to show his face to his kith and kin, as his son had brought shame and humiliation upon the whole family. and the little Nanak's act confirmed what had already become a fixed notion in his mind that this son would be of no good to me. And during that long, pregnant silence, little Nanak got to his feet, stood straight and erect, free of any sign of remorse or regret at what had happened, and quietly went inside the house. This was the beginning of a lifelong crusade against performance of empty rituals and rites. With time, Guru Nanak moved to stay with his sister, Nanaki. Nanaki's husband was a revenue official in the employment of Nawab Daulat Khan Lodhi, the governor of Sultanpur. So Nanak moved to Sultanpur around 60 kilometers from Talwandi and started working with Nawab Daulat Khan. Daulat Khan was so impressed with his cheerful nature, honesty and diligence that he soon appointed him as the keeper of his store, a task which Nanak performed with utmost honesty and diligence. Soon Nanak's life had established its own rhythm. He would get up in the morning, go and bathe in the river, spend some time on its bank in prayer and meditation, come home, and after breakfast, go to the store for the day's work. In the evenings, a small group of people would assemble in his house to listen to the beautiful singing of the lovely compositions he had done. One day, Nanak did not return from his bath in the stream. When the family went to look for him, they found his clothes on the river bank, but there was no sign of him. So many concluded that perhaps he had drowned. The news spread and a worried Daulat Khan rushed to the spot. "Get the fisherman's net, hurry, send in the most experienced divers to search the riverbed." Daulat Khan left no stone unturned to search for Nanak. While his orders were being carried out, he somehow felt that Nanak was a strong swimmer. It is unlikely that he could have come to any harm in this rivulet. Hours passed and one by one all his officers returned. When all of them shook their head in negative when he asked, "Did you find anything?" Daulat Khan still did not believe that the worst had happened. And the other person who shared the same belief was Nanaki, Nanak's sister. She would always say, "You wait and see, my brother will return safe." And exactly as she had predicted, a week later, Nanakji returned safe and sound. Daulat Khan's men found him wandering on the left bank of the river and brought him home. In answer to the queries that were addressed to him, Nanakji would only shake his head, give a radiant smile and declare, "There is only one God, there is no Hindu, there is no Musalman." For the next few days, this was his constant refrain, "There is no Hindu, there is no Muslim." Soon this chant could be heard everywhere. The devout Muslims were upset because they felt that Nanak was encouraging people to become heretics. The Orthodox became exceedingly alarmed. They felt they needed to counter this growing heretic tendency even among their own people. And so a delegation was sent to report the matter to the Qazi of Sultanpur. Qazi is a well-versed judge in Islamic law. The Qazi was already wary of Nanak and a little jealous because the latter had won great respect and love among the residents of Sultanpur, both Hindus and Muslims, because of his kind and gentle ways and his concern for the poor and the underprivileged. So the Qazi went to Daulat Khan and said, "This man must be stopped immediately." He said, "Nanak can say whatever he likes about the Hindus, but he has no business to say anything about Muslims." But Daulat Khan had come to love Nanak dearly and had been overjoyed when Nanak reappeared after his week-long vanishing act. But now that the Qazi had come to him, Daulat Khan felt that something had to be done to stop Nanak before all the Muslims were aroused against him. And Daulat Khan was a gentle secular human being. He did not want a communal riot on his hands. So he called for Nanak and asked, "Tell us, Nanak, what do you mean when you say there is no Hindu, there is no Muslim? Are not the Qazi and I, as followers of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, true Muslims?" And Nanak repeated again, "There is no Hindu, there is no Muslim." And he added, "There are only true followers of God. We must be firm in our faith. Our hearts must be pure. and we must not harbor any greed and pride. We must be unselfish, and our kindness must embrace all of mankind. Only then can we call ourselves true Hindus or true Muslims. "And what are you?" The Qazi's face was red with anger and his voice was shrill and loud as he voiced this question. Nanak only smiled at this display of anger and said, "I am neither a Hindu nor a Muslim." The Qazi asked, "Why?" And Nanak said, "That is because I believe in the teachings of all religions. To me, the teachings of all the religions lead to God." "If you believe that all the religions lead to God, then you will have no objection to joining us in the namaz, isn't it?" asked the Qazi. And Nanak said, "Yes, I will do that with pleasure. I will follow when you lead the prayers." And so the Nawab, the Qazi and Nanak set off for the mosque. The Qazi took his place at the head of the congregation. During the namaz, while all the other worshippers knelt, Nanak remained standing. The Qazi saw this. And as soon as the namaz was over, he returned to the Nawab and said, "See, my lord, this man is a liar and a cheat. He said that all religions are equal and he would join us in the namaz, but he did not do so. He must be punished for his lies and for his heretical teachings." The Nawab turned to Nanak, seeking for an answer. Nanak did not reply to the Nawab's question. He simply turned instead to the Qazi, with a smile on his lips and a twinkle in his eyes. Nanakji said to the Qazi, "You are a man of God, in the house of God, and you have led 1,000 men in prayer. We stand in a place that has been hallowed and made sacrosanct by the prayers of thousands of devout Muslims. I know you will tell the truth and only the truth. Tell me, what was on your mind as you led the prayers?" The Qazi thought for a while and then he saw that the smile on Nanak's lips had spread to his entire face, and it was a face that was suffused with gentleness and kindness, a kindness he had never seen before, and he felt he must tell the truth to such a person. And so the Qazi said, "I was thinking of my mare and my foal. I was thinking of my animals. My mare gave birth to a foal last night. It was a difficult birthing, but the little one is really beautiful. They are both in a stable close to an open well, and my thoughts kept going back to them while I prayed. I was worried that the mare or the little one would fall into the well. This was the thought continuously as the prayer was going on." And then Nanak asked, "So tell me, O Holy One, does prayer consist merely of kneeling and bowing and reciting a few words? Did you really lead the prayers in the true sense of the word then?" And Nanak went on to explain, "What is prayer? Prayer is a tool to control the mind, so that when you raise your voice in prayer to God, you think only of Him and nothing else." The Qazi understood the teaching of Nanak Devji and said, "You are right, Nanak. While my body was bowing and my voice was reciting the holy words, my mind did not dwell on God. My mind was on mundane matters. My prayers were not true prayers. And so, as you say rightly, I did not truly lead the prayers. I failed my God. I failed my religion. I fail to be a man of God. I fail to be a Muslim. Please forgive me." That is how Guru Nanak Ji slowly started bringing in subtle and powerful transformation in the hearts of individuals in and around Punjab, and then started extensive travels in the north, in the west of India. Everyone was all the time so taken in by his gentle face, by his melodious singing and his profound compositions, that wherever he was, people would gather to listen to his teachings and his songs. Guru Nanak would be accompanied by Mardana, his companion, who used to play a little instrument as he sang. And that is how Guru Nanak Dev Ji inspired hundreds and thousands to take to this path of collective singing. If we are singing Sai Bhajans today, it is because of the foundation that was laid by Guru Nanak Dev Ji. And when Almighty assumed the human frame again, Bhagwan put us back onto this track of chanting the name of the Lord together with energy, with gusto, with deep devotion. And that is what this bhajan exhorts us. So as we sing this bhajan, let us remember that every activity that we do, every time we sing, it cannot be an empty prayer. It has to be a prayer which deeply connects us to God. We cannot be thinking mundane matters and doing a bhajan. Bhajan, to be a bhajan, needs our complete heart, mind and soul. With this spirit, let's sing this bhajan once again.
Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo.
Vahe Guru Ji
Bolo. Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo.
Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo.
Satya Naam, Satya Naam, Satya Naam Ji Bolo.
Satya Naam, Satya Naam, Satya Naam Ji
Bolo. Satya Naam, Satya Naam, Satya Naam Ji Bolo.
Satya Naam, Satya Naam, Satya Naam Ji Bolo.
Nitya Nitya Japiye Tere 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 Naam Ji Bolo.
Ram 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 Ji Bolo.
Ram 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 Ji Bolo.
Ram 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 Ji Bolo.
Ram 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 Ji Bolo.
Nitya Nitya Japiye Tere Naam 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 Ji Bolo.
Krishna 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 Ji Bolo.
Krishna 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 Ji
Bolo. Krishna 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 Ji Bolo. Satya Naam, Satya Naam, Satya Naam Ji Bolo.
Satya Naam, Satya Naam, Satya Naam Ji
Bolo.
Govinda
Jai Jai, Gopal Jai Jai.
Govinda Jai Jai, Gopal Jai Jai.
Govinda Jai Jai, Gopal Jai Jai.
Govinda Jai Jai, Gopal Jai Jai.
Govinda Hari Hari, Govinda 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 Jai Jai.
Satya Naam, Satya Naam, Satya Naam Ji Bolo.
Satya Naam, Satya Naam,
Satya Naam Ji Bolo.
Satya Naam, Satya Naam,
Satya Naam Ji Bolo. Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo.
Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo.
Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo.
Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo.
Satya Naam, Satya Naam, Satya Naam Ji Bolo.
Satya Naam, Satya Naam, Satya Naam Ji Bolo.
Datta 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 treya ji bolo. Datta 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 treya ji bolo. Hari 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 ji bolo.
Hari 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 ji
bolo. Hara 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 ji bolo.
Hara 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 ji bolo.
Nitya Nitya Japiye Satya Naam Ji Bolo.
Nitya Nitya Japiye Satya Naam Ji
Bolo. Nitya Nitya Japiye Satya Naam Ji Bolo. Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo.
Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji
Bolo. Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo.
Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru, Vahe Guru Ji Bolo.
Satya Naam, Satya Naam, Satya Naam Ji Bolo.
Satya Naam, Satya Naam, Satya Naam Ji
Bolo. Satya Naam, నిత్యం చెప్పియే సత్యనామ బోలో నిత్య నిత్యం చెప్పియే సత్యనామ బోలో
వాహిగురు 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 వాహిగురు
బోలో వాహిగురు వాహిగురు గోవింద జై జై గోపాల జై జై రాధా రమణ గోవింద జై
So that brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. You can also send us your comments on our WhatsApp number 9393-258-258. With humility and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.